So let's review. We Baruch Hashem began Masechta Zeirvin. Zok the Mishnah, Mavoi Shu Gavoya Lamala Me'esrim Amo, Yemait, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einetzarach. If a Mavoi, an alleyway, has a Kaira, a beam that is higher than 20 Amas, the Tanakhama says that it must be lowered to within 20 Amas in order to carry in the Mavoi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is not necessary to lower it, it's valid as it is. The Harach of Me'esrim Amas, Yemait, if the opening is wider than 10 Amas, it should be made narrower. If it has a tzuris ha-pesach, a form of a doorway consisting of two poles on each side and a lintel running across the top, it need not be made narrow. Frek de Gemara. The Gemara asks, why when discussing a sukkah that is more than 20 amas high, the Mishnah says it is possible, but when describing a beam over a mavi that is too high, the Mishnah gives the solution of lowering it? The Gemara gives two answers. First, sukkah deiraisa toni psula, mavi derabbana toni tekanta. Since a sukkah that is too high is problematic on a deiraisa level, we use the stronger language of pasul. But a mavi which is only derabbana, the Mishnah uses the milder language that it should be fixed. Second, the Mishnah of sukkah has many other details. The only way to describe all the halachas briefly is to say that it is pasul. But mavi does not involve many halachas where we can easily describe the solution. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. Rav explains that both opinions in the Mishnah derive the dimensions of a doorway from the doorways of the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, "V'shachtoi Pesach Oel Moed," from which we learn that a Pesach is one that is similar to the doorway of the Mishkan. Although this Pasuk is written in regard to the doorway of the Mishkan, which was significantly smaller than the doorway of the Heichel in the Beis HaMikdash, Ashkechon Mishkan de'ikri Mikdash, or Mikdash de'ikri Mishkan, we find psukim such as Va'asili Mikdash Veshachanti Besechem, which indicates that sometimes the Mishkan is referred to as Mikdash, and V'nasati Mishkani Besechem, which indicates that sometimes the Mikdash is referred to as Mishkan. Thus, the Chacham derive the dimensions of a doorway to be 20 amas tall and 10 amas wide from the doorway of the Heichel, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who allows for larger dimensions, derives those dimensions from the doorway of the Ulam, which was 40 amas tall and 20 amas wide. The Gemara asks, according to both Tanoim, we should learn the width of a doorway from the doorway of the Chatzar, the courtyard that surrounded Mishkan, which was 20 amas wide. The Gemara gives two answers. First, the Torah only refers to the opening of the Chatzar as Pesach Shah HaChatzar, and not simply as a Pesach. Therefore, we cannot use it as a source for the width of a normal Pesach. Second, when the Torah describes the curtains on either side of the doorway as being 15 amas, perhaps it is not describing their width, but their height. If so, we have no indication of the width of that doorway. The Gemara goes on to question each opinion separately. Rabbi Yehuda mi pischa shel ulam gomar. The Gemara asks, if indeed Rabbi Yehuda derives the dimensions of a doorway from the ulam, which was 40 amas tall and 20 amas wide, first, why does he allow the width of the mavi opening to be only 10 amas and not 20 amas like the doorway to the ulam? In the Mishnah, we find Rabbi Yehuda arguing only regarding the height, not regarding the width. The Gemara answers that indeed he does argue and allows the width to be up to 20 amas and expressed his opinion in the Braisa. Second, why does he allow a height in excess of 40 amas as stated in the Braisa? Because of this question, Rav Chisda rejects the idea that Yehuda learns the dimensions of a doorway from the Ulam, and indeed he instead suggests Mipischa de Malchen Gemara. He learns it from the doorways of king's palaces, which are always very large. The Gemara next asks two questions on the Rabbanan, who derive the dimensions of a doorway from the doorway of the Heichel, which was 20 amas tall and 10 amas wide. First, libayi dalsis keheichel. In order to allow carrying in the mavi, we should require the doorway to have actual doors, just like the Heichel had actual doors. The Gemara answers that the doors of the Heichel were only made litznias bi'ama, for privacy, and therefore are not a source to require doors at the opening of a mavi. Second, l'tahani leitzuris ha-pesach. Since the Heichel had a tzuris ha-pesach, two side posts and a lintel, and still was only 10 amas wide, we should not allow wider doorways in the mavi, even with a tzuris ha-pesach. The Gemara answers that Rav, in fact, had a different girsa in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah requires narrowing any doorway that is more than 10 amas wide, and that tzuris ha-pesach is insufficient. There will be further questions and elaboration on the following daf.